Welcome to our week-ending edition of CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azuz. First up, the police chief of Ferguson, Missouri, says the small town's a powder keg. Protesters have been photographed lighting up Molotov cocktails. They've set fires, looted stores. Police have thrown tear gas and smoke bombs and fired rubber pellets at protesters.
There is never an excuse for violence against police or for those who would use this tragedy as a cover for vandalism or looting. There's also no excuse for police to use excessive force against peaceful protests or to throw protesters in jail for lawfully exercising their First Amendment rights.
The town's been on edge since a police officer shot and killed 18-year-old Michael Brown last Saturday. He'd been accused of stealing cigars from a convenience store. When the officer confronted him, police say Brown tried to grab the officer's gun. Witnesses say Brown had his hands in the air and was trying to surrender when he was shot. Some of the protests, like the one on Wednesday night, have not been peaceful.
Overnight, Ferguson erupted, perhaps the most chaotic protest and police response yet. Angry crowds throwing bottles at law enforcement and police firing tear gas and flashbangs to disperse them. A TV news crew on the scene runs for cover after a tear gas canister lands directly in front of them.
There it goes. They are now firing onto the crowd. Out! They are firing rubber bullets.
Dramatic video shot by a reporter on the ground captures utter chaos. Police advance on the protesters, sending them running in fear. As officers fire rubber bullets and smoke grenades in this residential neighborhood. At least 18 arrested overnight, including two journalists detained while police attempted to clear out a local McDonald's.
He was trying to get away from him. Why did he continue to shoot at him?
Exactly.
I still don't get that part at all. Like, why was he killed trying to get away from the officer?
And even when he turned around and put his arms in the air, he was then overkilled, shot multiple times.
Multiple witnesses tell a similar story. While police maintain, Brown assaulted the officer in his car and tried to take his weapon.
An officer involved shooting out of Ferguson, 2190, just said that they just had some more shots fired in the area.
The police chief now says the officer suffered injuries to his face during the altercation and was taken to a local hospital.
He's very shaken about what happened that day and in the aftermath.
Earlier Wednesday, police had asked that all protests be held during the daytime, but Wednesday night's protests continued as scheduled. The police responded with force.
280 Russian trucks were headed toward the border with Ukraine yesterday. They had not crossed that border by the time we put this show together, but officials from several countries were keeping close tabs on them. Russia says the trucks are carrying supplies, food, medicine, sleeping bags, on a humanitarian mission to help civilians in war-torn Ukraine. The Ukraine's government thinks it might be an attempt by Russia to smuggle weapons in to help the rebels who are fighting Ukraine's government. Russia took over Crimea, a part of Ukraine, earlier this year. The U.S. and other international officials are concerned that Russia will try to take over more of its neighboring country.